Welcome to your five for the day. The First World War began with remarkable speed. When the Austro-Hungarian Empire declared war on Serbia, few would have imagined that within days the whole of Europe would be drawn into the most costly war the continent had ever witnessed. Scripture Gift Mission was no more prepared for these events than anyone else. But as the queues began to form at recruiting stations, the mission mobilized to provide scriptures for troops. On the Western Front, marching bands were sent to accompany the troops. Soldiers would regularly put on concert parties, and almost every division had its own entertainment troupe. In the long periods of waiting between battles, songs played an important role in staving off boredom and boosting morale. Songs about home resonated throughout the war, with "Keep the Home Fires Burning" remaining popular throughout. As war continued, upbeat messages about staying cheerful and carrying on, such as "Pack Up Your Troubles," played a vital role in keeping spirits up, as of course did the Scripture Gift Mission New Testaments and Gospel booklets. Right from the start, Scripture Gift Mission was inundated with orders for its war gospels and testaments, and it quickly turned into a period of unprecedented busyness. There is unceasing demand for the scriptures the mission wrote. In God's word, many soldiers, sailors, and airmen found peace when they were afraid, strength when they were under pressure, and comfort even in the face of death. One soldier wrote, "When your small testaments were distributed on the common in Southampton, I, among others, accepted one in a more derisory than complimentary manner. I little dreamed that I should use it and find in it great consolation in lonely hours. I have learned to realize the great personality of the Saviour. When at night I've been on duty alone with him by my side and the enemy but 30 yards away, I realized that I needed more than my own courage to stand the strain. When the shells of the enemy have burst periodically at my feet, I have marveled at the fact of still being alive." As the shells of modern day life burst periodically at our feet, reading the good book can give us guidance when we are in health, comfort when we are in sickness, and strength when we are in adversity. We can also find great consolation in lonely hours and come to realize the great personality of the Saviour in our life. When we find ourselves in difficult situations, it's always comforting to turn to God's word for guidance. But sometimes we turn to him casually, almost as an afterthought. In times when we truly seek out his plan for our lives and put great thought into it, clarity comes. It's a process where God teaches us important lessons. Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy gracious aid afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light, teach me thy way. Thank you for listening. God bless.